Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
You guys probably won't be able to tell, but I just sneezed like four times, and that may affect how I sound on the thing today. I hope not.
Hold on. Oh, jeez.
Oh. I feel like half my brain flew out. All right. Sit back and relax. It's fine. We're starting now. This is the Diary of a Cartoonist. It has been a bit, man. I got busy. This new card game project has taken all my time. To the point that if I have any extra time, even when I should be like not working or relaxing, I'm thinking about it or working on it or writing up rules or getting the Kickstarter ready or messing with the art or something. And as a result, if anything suffered, it's mostly this show, to be honest. But finally wanted to pipe in. I have a little bit I'm feeling a little bit of... Not grieving, that's not the right word for what I'm feeling. But I think I am finally coming to a crossroads with social media and my preferred ways of connecting with community and the direction that Twitter has been going for a bit here. And I'm not even talking like, let's not get hyperbolic. Like, Twitter, for the most part, has continued to just sort of function and be there, right? It's still what it is. But it's been a subtle shift away from the service wanting me to build community and create engagement with people that I like, know, follow, or people that follow me. What they would really like me to do and all of you to do is spend time on their For You page, where you are introduced to a whole bunch of stuff that just sets me off. It isn't like I go there. This is the one advantage like TikTok has or even YouTube Shorts has over this. They're equivalent to the For You page, or in TikTok's case, it's literally called For You. Those things are so algorithmically well run that I don't ever go there and find something I don't want for the most part. And if I do, I just flip past it. But it's an experience that knows what I want. It knows I want funny dog and cat videos. It knows I want weird animation. It knows I want funny stuff, fail videos, things I like. And, you know, sometimes it's just like something will pop up and go, oh, yeah, this is like retro game content. I love that. Cool. Here it is. That's something I like. I'm going to follow these three people. That algorithm just knows me. All right. And without getting into the weeds about if it knows me too well, I don't want to get into that hyperbole either. For now. but the experience on Twitter, what it used to be for me for the most part was communicating directly with listeners and followers. Somebody who saw a comic strip and had a comment and wanted to ask a question, and me answering that question, or me posting about a movie that turns out somebody's favorite, and he pipes in his opinion. Now we're good friends, and I follow him back because I like his thoughts on film as well. And so we go back and forth. You know, gaming discussion, this sort of thing. Now, that hasn't gone away, but the way that they want me to engage with the service has changed. It wants me to go in there and look at that For You page, and it's trying to make a bunch of decisions for me that are just bad. They're not good decisions. It's stuff they're trying to get a reaction out of me. I can feel it while I'm there. And you could say, well, even though they default to that view now, you can always switch back to the following only. Sure, you can. But I don't know. I feel like if a service is going to be worth paying any attention to, it ought to be good on whatever front it is meant to be used in. And if they think that the For You page is now the main pipeline to which you are connected to Twitter, I have very bad news for them or anyone else who likes that change. It's kind of just a trash fire. It's bad. And I'll mute, or I rarely block, but I'll mute people all the time that I don't want anything to do with. All right. So let's say in politics, there's one or two or three people I just never want to hear from. I don't want to know what they say. And yet, because somebody I follow happens to not have them blocked and either replied to them or they follow them, which shouldn't have any effect on me, I get a thing in the For You page that says, because so-and-so follows, and then boom, there's a tweet from the person I've blocked or muted, and they're no longer blocked or muted. That seems like a core functionality that is literally broken. If I say mute a person, it's one thing if somebody does a screen capture, right, and says, oh, here's a screen grab of this thing this person said. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying the actual coded tweet is there for me to see with the author and the actual tweet that I can go reply to, retweet, like, whatever, interact with. Regardless of whether they're blocked or not, regardless of whether they're muted or not. In the old days, like a month ago, that didn't happen ever. I wasn't ever exposed to stuff I didn't want to see if I had explicitly, you know, kept them from being in front of me. That's the point of muting and blocking. Muting means you can't see them or hear them. Blocking means even more so. Yet, boom, there they are. I have a certain prominent person on the service that I have blocked that refuses to not pop up every few tweets. I'm not going to get into who it is because, again, this isn't about, I don't want to get hyperbolic and I don't want to lay it at anyone's particular feet. I'm just saying it's obvious to me that the service is waning it's going a different way. And it's a way clearly they think this is the future for the site, that this is how they get to profitability. I have serious questions about it. Like yesterday or day before, Musk announced they were going to start paying people to tweet if they get a lot of interaction in threads where ads are present, then they'll get a portion of the ad revenue. And these people can only do this if they're members of Twitter Blue, the $8 a month Twitter Blue thing. So what that tells me is that now there's an incentive for bad actors who are in it for whatever pocket change this company intends on giving people. Their intent will be to just go and be as loud as possible in every thread as possible and to kick up as much dirt as possible. It's like the antithesis of good faith. Even if it's just dumb, like if it's a thread about, I don't know, the PlayStation 5 sales figures are out for quarter four. That you will have people in that thread who are just talking nonsense to try to get people's attention and get interactions with them. It's just a big troll bait farm. It's bad. It's a bad plan. I'm sorry. It just is. And there's no incentive for me to want to be in that. I don't want to be a part of that at all. And so now I'm forced with this thing where, like, see, here's the problem though. See, some of my best relationships, opportunities, even some friendships that I consider online friendships, they came via Twitter. Twitter's been a great place for that for me. a solid resource for good interaction over the years. Over the last few months, not as much. And before you start going, well, Scott, maybe it's just you. Maybe it's just your perception has changed. I've thought about that. It's possible that some of this feeling is that. But functionally, it is different. It's being used differently by me, not because I intended to. It's because it disrupted the way I do things. And as of what, today, they're cutting off API access to anybody who had APIs. So I use a mod on TweetDeck that makes TweetDeck have a few more features that it doesn't have natively. Like it doesn't have built-in GIF search, but this mod lets it do that. As of today, that stopped working. They put out a statement saying, yeah, we knew this day was coming. All the third-party apps are dead. They now charge $100 per person or per person that wants to access the API. I don't know if that's even in place yet. So everything's just switching away from, you know, kumbaya to pay to play. And again, I don't have a problem with business needing to do whatever business needs to do. The bigger question is this the place I'm going to have those relationships and that interaction with fans that I used to have? I don't know, man. And it's bumming me out because nothing has stepped up to take its place. Like nothing. The closest I've got to this is Discord, but Discord doesn't have really a public-facing feature like this. And the public-facing feature is the one I want. I know you could say, well, Mastodon does this. Well, not really. You know, Mastodon's a pain to get into, to start, to be a part of. Once you're in, it's fine. But how many times you can hear somebody go, you can find me on Mastodon at ScottJohnson4852PZR at somethingsomethingserver.spf.org. Like, come on now. Come on. Come on now. That ain't happening. And Facebook sucks, already sucked at this sort of stuff. And we have some community stuff on Facebook already. So, you know, it's fine. But this just isn't the same. I don't know, man. I'm bummed about it. I don't know where else to turn for it because nothing else has really done much to make me go, oh, look at this. Time to head over to this. And I'll survive, but obviously, it's not the end of the world if things get weird there. It's just, I don't know, it's just sad. Like the grieving part, that's what I'm going through a little bit. My interactions have gotten crappy. People come and hijack stuff because you're just randomly being featured occasionally on the front page. And if you know, say something even mildly antithetical to somebody else's thoughts, they're gonna hijack your thread and make a mess of it. And now they're incentivized to do that for money. And that's already happened like 6 times today on innocuous threads. Like, it's gross and I hate it. So anyway, I don't know what the answer is. Well, I do know what the answer is. Somebody smart, somebody cool, somebody something needs to come out of the woodwork and go, hey, we got a plan. We got an idea. We're going to sneak in here and do the deal and make a proper thing. I know Jack Dorsey is working on some new thing. What's it called? Blue Sky or something? Sky Blue? Whatever it is. I don't know. Should I be excited about that? Former founder and creator of Twitter, he's got a new thing, or, you know, like, I don't know. And also, you know what my other problem is? Everybody wants to make it so that these services, they want to call them public squares. And they only want to do that because it's the fault of the creators of the services for not putting their foot down earlier. Here's what you do. You make a thing on the internet. People come use it. You establish your house rules. The house rules are whatever they are. And people abide by those. And that's it. That's it. If your house rules are come in here and call everybody N-words, fine. There's your rules. And I know to avoid you. I don't want to go there. But at least you have your rules and you're sticking by them. If your rules are don't come and shit all over my couch, then those are your rules. And Twitter just was wishy-washy about that. Now everybody's got it in their head that Twitter's been around here, or social media in general has been around here as long as the Constitution, and therefore should be used as a public square where everyone has the freedom to do anything they freaking want to do. Which it should never have been. If you run a Discord server and somebody acts poorly in there, you mod them out of there. It doesn't matter how much they whine about free speech. It doesn't matter. It's your house. It's your rules. Get out. That's it. Go find a place that likes you and your bad behavior. It really isn't any different to me than you coming to my house and going, all right, how's it going? Good. Come on in. All right, sweet. I'm going to take a shit right here on your couch. Right in the middle of the couch. Anyway, you guys got anything to eat or drink? Boy, it stinks in here because my poo's on your couch. Boy, you guys should do something about that. Anyways, can I kick your cat? And then me kicking him out and them going, I can't believe you're going to press my speech. You're going to make it so I can't be free. F off. It's my house. It's my couch. It's my cat. Get the F out of here. To me, it's that simple. It's always been this simple. And that's what they should do. Now, as a project of scale, I know it's more difficult to moderate, all right, without slowing the whole thing down, without approving every single post. I understand that. We have Section 230 for a reason. There's all these issues around that. I know. But boy, howdy, dude. It's just gotten stupid. Everybody thinks they own it. Everybody thinks they've got it figured out. Nobody really does. And nobody knows anything. I just want a place where I can go and say, hey, check out this artwork I did. What do you think? Oh, I think it's cool. We should talk about it more. Okay, cool. Anybody see that episode or whatever last night? Awesome. Yeah, all right. Anyway, here's my dinner. Here's a picture of it. And then I leave. I'm reaching back to the utopian ideals of Twitter when it was established. I don't even know what those ideals were. I just know what I was getting out of it. And right now, it's playing games with me. It's making me feel bad. And I don't like it. And it bums me out. It feels like at the end of an era a little bit. You know, people who get, you know, I had friends who were really, really into City of Heroes. You guys remember that game? Big MMO, you made superheroes and stuff. Kind of pre-MCU, deal. It's a very popular game. People liked it, but developers didn't make enough, or, you know, the I don't remember who the publisher was, but they, you know, the writing was on the wall, wasn't going to make enough money. We've got to get out. Can't compete with World of Warcraft, just like everybody else. So they got out. For most of us, it was like, oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, moving on. But for some people, that was their world, man. And it was filled with people that they would call their people and their relationships. And they meant something. They were meaningful. Stuff you couldn't replicate in meat space. Better friendships than those, you know? And then to pull that world away or have that world change so drastically that you just, it's just a kind of a bad feeling. And it's really easy to blow that off and go, oh, it's just a game. Who cares? Freaking wait, grow up, whatever. This works for everything, okay? We all want to have places where we can speak our mind, feel good, feel safe, want to hang out and be, you know? There's that guy who wants to come in there. Just take a big dump on your couch. And he's not allowed. At least he shouldn't be. But now we're in this place where I go, oh, well, I guess it's okay if you poo on my couch. You know what? I'll get another couch. It's fine. I want to make it so we don't upset anybody who likes pooping on couches. Have some damn standards. And if some people don't agree with your standards, fine. Then you don't get those people. Fine. They go somewhere else. This trying to be all things to everyone, it's a fool's errand, man. It's a fool's errand. And it makes all us normies feel like we're just like, what is going on in here? What are we doing? What is the point? Who are you? What am I? What is this? All right, rant complete. I needed to get that out of my system. I hope you guys are doing all right. It's been a busy little time. First of the year stuff, you know how all that goes. Been stressful with all kinds of things on my end. I won't even get into the details about. Nothing personal. Family stuff's great. Kids are great. New babies are great. Everyone's great. No issues there. It's all work-related and people online. And it's wearing me down a little bit, but not so much that I couldn't pop in here and get a diary in your face before the day was over. All right. Anyway, I hope it finds you well. If you've got feelings or thoughts on this, I would love to hear them. You can send voicemails to 801-471-0462, or you can text that same number and have a text sent to me. Either of those are really the best things these days. Emails are fine too, but I'd really prefer those too because, I don't know, I like voicemails. It's more personal, but also texts are just easy and quick. And we all have phones, right? In the immortal words of Blizzard Entertainment at BlizzCon 2019 or 18, we all have phones, right? Or something, however it went. Anyway, I would love to hear back from you. Again, 801-471-0462. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you next time right here on The Diary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.